Let's go to the beach. Well, sort of. We're going to Paris, where summer tradition is in its 12th year. Every July and August, the city brings in sand, palm trees, and chaise lounge chairs to a stretch of the Seine River. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley sent this summer postcard from Paris Beach, or Paris Plage. Hope Eleanor wore sunscreen.
It's a hot day, and kids run in and out of sprinklers set up on Paris Plage. Among them are the Obagia sisters, 4-year-old Judith and 7-year-old Ev. The girls say they come every year with their mother and brother, crossing town in a bus to get here. I love Paris Plage because we can watch the boats go by, says Judith. And when it's hot, we can cool off here in the sprinklers, adds big sister Ev. A little further on, a group of muscular, tattooed guys kicking back with beers. They're French soldiers on leave. The group is from the southern city of Marseille. Paris Plage, they say, is like a little slice of home. The only thing missing is the sea, the real sea and not the Seine River, says 22-year-old Grégoire Aizé. The very tanned Eriksson family from Sweden is lounging along the river's edge under the shade of a plane tree. Father Christian says his two kids love Paris Plage, even though they can't swim in the river, something they always do back home in Stockholm.
The beauty with the bridge and the roads and the trees, it's very, very nice. And very nice buildings.
So the beauty makes up for the dirty river.
Yes, exactly.
Every year, the city of Paris brings in 5,000 tons of sand and nearly 100 palm trees to transform a half-mile stretch of the Seine into a holiday beach. There is live jazz at outdoor cafes, ice cream stands, games for kids, and even beach volleyball. Paris Plage is open from 8 a.m. to midnight with 250 attendants on site to keep the beach clean and safe. It's its own little world.
You hear the sounds of the city like I hear a siren going off, but it's true, you really can lose yourself here on Paris Plage and forget that you're in the middle of a city. It really does feel like a beach, a boardwalk, people walking along with ice creams and kids in the water, everyone's in their bathing suit, there's sand and palm trees, it's crazy.
Perhaps you're wondering how Paris can afford to keep up such a tradition in the middle of an economic crisis. Paris Plage manager Damien Massé says in times like these, it's even more important.
We have to propose activities that are free and open to everyone. Paris Plage's main goal is to offer a vacation atmosphere to the Parisians who can't afford to take a real vacation.
That's lucky for the Monet family, whose budget this year is too tight to get away. So here they sit under an umbrella, building sandcastles along the Seine. Father Leonard Monet says the whole family is out.
Madame and the 4 kids are here. It's so hot at home. We wanted to get some fresh air, see the beautiful view, and watch the people stroll by. It's very relaxing.
Paris Plage attracted 3 million visitors last year. You have until August 20th to check it out for yourself. But if you miss it, don't worry. There'll be a 13th edition next year. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Nothing like a story about the beach to get you in the mood to trek to work in the morning. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And it's just Monday. I'm Renee Montagne.